ought to consider is taking advantage of any new situation over the weekend to say that our revenues are up in an encouraging way, but foreshorten the figure, make it about 102, 102 and a half, something that will be conservative and state that it's a conservative figure. But it's going to get out sooner or later.
I know it. I hope it's later, though, and maybe we can get some appropriation bills. That's all I'm worried about. I'm trying to figure out whether I ought to really take the position that I'll veto and let them override the vetoes on the pay increases.
Well,
and on the health, education, and welfare.
You know where I stand on that, so it isn't even me telling you. But I think we ought to.
Well, how do you stand?
Well, I think you ought to do it. I think you ought to do it, whether you get overridden or not. Eisenhower vetoed two appropriation bills. He was overridden on one, and the other one was sustained. I think you'll get sustained
on the
Health, Education, and Welfare Act. I don't think you will on the civilian pay, but I think if you did both of them and one on one, you'd create a lasting impression. But I think we ought to make a real fight to be sustained on both. I think we ought to make a real fight in the Senate Appropriations Committee on the health, education, welfare. From what I found out about it, I'm very pessimistic to do any good, but it will at least create in the public mind the impression, which is not now there, that you're as interested in preventing the Congress from adding to your budget as you are in getting your new proposals across. And that's the thing.
I think some of you ought to go out there and see Dirks in that hospital and see if his Republicans will support us in cutting it back to budget figure on health, education, see if he'll.
I'd be delighted to do that.
All right, just do it. Just get after it. And then take each one of those Southerners, and you and Joe go see them. Enough of those to hold the line. If you can get Dirksen hip, you start out with Russell and Hellander and Robertson
and Hill.
Holland. No, Hill won't go with you. Hill's no good. Holland and Stennis and there's a sizable group of them in there. And you might get fellows like Bob Byrd.
How would Pastore be?
He'd be against us. He gets these Lasker awards, and he'll be against us. But I think that you'd have a chance with the Republicans, and I think you have a chance with I can't remember them, but I think you'd have a chance with Hayden, Russell. Eleanor.
Chance for McClellan. Yes.
McClellan. He'll be for us. All these men, I think, will vote with us. Eleanor McClellan, Robertson. Stennis.
Yeah, well, I went over the list today.
Holland.
To me, you covered the ones that are...
Holland. Now, let's see. We've got Byrd. You'd have,
how about Maggie?
No, you won't have Magnuson.
Maroney?
No, you won't have Maroney.
Bible?
You'll have a chance with Bible.
E?
You have an outside chance. I wouldn't think it's likely, but you got a chance with him.
Mansfield?
You might have a chance with him. I doubt it, but might.
Bartlett?
Yes, I think you'd have a chance with Bartlett.
Broxmire and Yarbrough.
Oh, you won't have either one of them.
Well, Stahl, Young, Munt.
I think that you'd have all those. Stahl and Stahl.
Margaret, Jake Smith.
Young.
Ruska.
Munt. Ruska.
Allen, Cotton, and Case.
Allen and Cotton you won't have with Case. And Case and Smith, I'd put... over here, this other group. So that'd be K. Case and Smith and Hill, Magnuson's 4, Monroney, Pastore and Yarber 7, McGee, Mansfield, Proxmire's 10. You got Hayden, Russell, Elders 3, McClellan, Robertson, Stennis 6, Holland, Bird, Bible 9, Bartley 10, Saltall 11, Young 12, Mott 13, 14, 15, 16. So you'd have a
shot at.
If Dirksen would go with you, then he could get him to ask Mansfield to go with us. Then we could come in and just start with the Southerners, ask Russell to help us. Cut it back, of course. You can't cut it all back. They'll put in that impacted area a couple hundred million. They'll put that in, but you might cut out of the 500, 300 of it.
Yeah.
And that would be helpful. And I don't know how we can fuzz it up. I don't guess we really know whether we're going to pick up this billion yet till after you get through the hearing on the Federal Register on the accelerating these payments to you, the withholding the employer's payment.
Oh, yes, we got that.
Oh, we got that, Mr. President. We don't have to worry about that.
Well, I mean, though, I thought you put in the Federal Register and you had to have a hearing on it.
We did have a hearing. We published the regs.
We published a notice and asked for comments, and we got in about 400 comments. And then we made some minor changes to deal with one or two meritorious points that were raised, and it's issued, and it's going to be effective early in June.
Already finalized.
That's right.
So you got to count that in your estimates.
That's right.
That's for 66.
Yeah, I know that, but I was just thinking, I thought that you had to give 10 or 15 days notice or something.
Oh,
we hadn't gone through that yet.
We cut the corners on that.
Well, I guess that's firm as it puts us about as firm an estimate. Now, you're going to look at the income tax payments on the 16th, they told me. Has anybody done that?
Well, no. We've got another look in June on some of the corporate, we'll be more firm. When I said $3.4 billion, I said $500 million minus or plus.
$2.4 billion, huh?
No, $3 billion.
Deficit?
No, $103.4 billion. $500 million less or $500 million more is our current estimate for fiscal 66 revenues. It was $100 billion in January. It's now $103.4 billion. It could be a half a billion off plus or minus. And we'll be able to narrow that.
Does that include your look in May 16th?
Sir?
Does that include the look of May the 16th? Was this entered in this?
Yes. And let me just say this, that Doug Dillon got burned 1 year. These things do shift. He got burned 1 year by making an estimate that proved to be various. He made it in May, and it proved to be by July the 16th, when the final figures came out, proved to be considerably off. So we do have to allow for the marginal differences there.
Sure do, and with autos that happening to us, there could be some little trends we don't know about that going down that could scare us. On the other hand, I'd think that everything would be up, because it looks like every indicator is doing better than we thought.
Schultz and I have lost you a hat.
How's that?
30 days ago, I bet you it would be $102 billion, and Charlie, you bet us it would be $102.4 billion. You don't remember, Charlie and I do. It's now over $103 billion, we're sure of that.
Well, that was...
It's going to be over $104 billion. Joe just likes to... He's sadistic, and he feeds these things out to you and just...
I had him a hat on $104 billion. No. Maybe we could swap off.
It's going to be over $104 billion, and the expenditure is going to be up too. They're both of them going to be up. What did you estimate your revenues in your budget 16 months ago?
Oh, wait a minute, I'm getting my paper out. I think that was a Dillon estimate of
98 or 9.
No, it wasn't that high. Yeah, I got
96, wasn't it?
I think it was,
We had a 90 expenditure, 95 or 96.
No, it was 94.4, the original estimate. We moved it up on June 30 to 95.5. We moved it up on November the 29th to 96.6. We moved it up in January to 100. Now we're talking in terms of 103.4, nearly $10 billion. That's how good estimators we are.
Well, you'll have a hell of a deficit if you just keep, or you got to let them have it. If they tell it, if we can keep it, we got a chance to hold these bills down. I don't know how we can do it with that.
Well,
it'd be credible.
After I talked with you the other day, I went into this in great detail to see whether, following the patterns that had been followed in the past, just what I could do, and I have to give them an estimate, or just almost be contumacious, I guess. And what really uncorked me, I think I was prepared to do that. But what unraveled me was to find out that the Joint Committee staff have already arrived at their estimate. And I might tell you their estimate's a little bit higher than ours, because they're wrong on corporate revenue estimates. Their estimates of corporate revenues runs higher, and we know that they're not going to be that high.
What are their estimates?
I think it's about 103.8,
right, or 104.
That's about what it's going to be, I think. They have anything on expenditure?
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of. They haven't estimated that. Sure. What we decided, by the way, this is a technical matter, and I won't bother you much with it, but I'm not going to ask for any change in the 4.25 ceiling in my statement. But if they ask me, because I don't want to get this debt limit bill cluttered up with that very controversial question. If they ask me about it, I'm going to have a statement prepared in which I'll say that in order to do the best job for the taxpayer in the period ahead, I would like very much to have a temporary authority to market out in the long side $5 billion or less, should the opportunity present itself.
When are you going to run into your debt limit?
June 30.
Is that your limit will not be adequate then?
It goes back to the temporary. It goes back to the permanent ceiling of 285 on June 30.
Well, what is it? Turn that light off over there. What is it? Turn that switch on. That's it. What is it now?
It's about 322.
And what is that, the limit?
Oh, no, that's how much that's the debt.
What's your ceiling?
The limit now is 328.
Well, what are you going to ask?
We're going to ask, everybody thinks we're going to ask for 334, but I think we ought to ask for about 332. That's where these revenue estimates come into the picture.
Why do we have to ask anything besides just to continue the one till January and let us look at it for January?
Well, the committee, the Democrats in the committee and the Democrats in the House just raise almighty hell. Every time they have to vote on this debt limit, you'd think they were giving up their lifeblood. So one year we played this kind of a game, and they had to vote three times on it before it was over, and they said they'd never go through that again. Wilbur said he'd never go through that again. He wants this one to last until next year.
matter of, making them
go. I'd rather just continue it as it is.
Well, we'll hit a bad point in the fall when the.
Will you go over your 328 in the fall?
Yes, sir. We hit one time in the fall.